share and to put a few thoughts. Thank you, James, for your kind words. I'm glad that my little men have disturbed something that will provide a very useful framework for you. So that's very exciting. Always good. So this morning, this is more a muse than a preach. And a muse is where my thinking is fluid. So please be flexible. You may like or not like some of these thoughts, but they're thoughts in transition. And anybody who listens to this in the future might want to bear that in mind as well. A number of months ago, I was going to do something on relationships as part of a series, which maybe one day we will do. But obviously, I've done a little bit of thinking, and I've historically done a little thinking. And for me, there's always been two verses that have transformed my thinking about relationships. And they are found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And the first is verse 14, which says that one has died for all. And once you can get this foundational thought in your head that Christ has died for everyone, so that says all sorts of things. It says that the love of God encompasses absolutely everyone, every background, every color, every creed, every race, completely everyone. And secondly, it tells us the value of every human being. So every human being is of great value because Christ is of great value and he gave his life for us. So it starts with a value perspective that everybody is of enormous value. But then it goes on to verse 16, which is amazingly profound.